We're doing the Magen Midvna. We're up to page Shin Yud Dalid, and the Magen Midvna is tackling arrogance. And he spoke in the previous chapter of how there were righteous people who took credit to themselves, and Hashem held it against them. And now he says, if a person wants to be cured from arrogance, so let him listen closely, because he's going to show us how. He's going to help us out now how to remove that. He calls it the cloak of arrogance, that external garment that we wear that we call arrogance. So let's begin. Rishona, firstly, Sim panecha u'evit bonen mekoma ayeh. Where do you find arrogance? Take note for a minute. Where do you find arrogance? If you ask yourself, where does arrogance rest? You'll see, you can come there. If you think about who do you find to be extraordinarily arrogant, so then you'll be able to analyze, do you usually find arrogance by people who are worthy of looking down at others or not? Is it reasonable? Is it realistic that arrogant people look down at others? Or isn't it? Is it really rebellious, and does it stem from truth or from lack of truth? Re'ena v'abit al p'chutei erech. He says, why don't you take a look at people who really don't have that much value? Madriga achal madriga ad ha'pachut asher b'pachutim. If you look at people and you look down a ladder, if you arrange the people you know on a ladder, and you work your way down that ladder, v'itbonen b'achan mim, if you look at one of them, im chituto amda lo l'rapoto migon libo. If you look at someone, let's say you think they're very unintelligent, have you found that the fact that they're on a lower rung of the intelligence scale, that's cured them of arrogance? Halo adavar lochenu. You don't find that it's that way. If someone would tell a person, you know, you lowlife, as tireh gavato, you'll see him answer him, you're telling me I'm a lowlife? Gonov evrato, then you'll see his anger, then you'll see his arrogance. You sometimes see this. You can stand opposite a person and you try to speak to them reason, and the person just gets more and more angry. You're going to tell me what to do? Why do you think you could tell me what to do? I'm not. I'm trying to explain it to you. I'm trying to work with you. But suddenly you see, if the person feels for a second you slighted him, ooh, then he goes all out against you. I was once trying to return a safer to a store. So the guy at the desk says, no, I can't take it back. I said, why can't you take it back? He says, it's an old version of the book. So I went to the bookshelf and I took out the book and I showed him. I said, the version you're selling right now is this version. You haven't put out a new version since this book came out. It's the same version you're selling today. So he saw that tactic didn't work. So he says, no, it's been too long since you bought it. I said, I've been doing business with your store, with your owners, for 15 years now. No one ever made me a problem exchanging a book. I'm asking to exchange it. No, I don't have the authority to allow you to do that. So I said, okay. Can I speak to so-and-so? I knew his bosses. I'd worked with them for a decade and a half. I said, can I speak to so-and-so? I know him, and I he's never made me any problems. So he says, no. So I said, why not? What's the problem? He says, oh, he retired. He's not here anymore. I said, okay. Who can I talk to? So he says, no one. So I said, who are the managers? And you see the guy's getting all riled up. What did I ask him? I want to exchange a book. He claims he doesn't have the authority to authorize it. I'm just asking to talk to the person who does. Who are you to tell me? I didn't tell you anything. I just said I want to talk to the manager who can't approve the exchange of the book. And then the guy's getting all out and he's yelling at me, for what? He began by saying he doesn't have the authority to exchange it. Okay, so let me talk to the one who does. But sometimes it's just specifically because of that. At the end of the conversation, I said, you know, I really don't know why you're getting all upset. He said to me, I'm sitting here working for minimum wage. Why do you want me to work to help you? He wasn't embarrassed to saying that. I was so surprised. Okay. He says, why should I work so hard and help you? I'm getting minimum wage. For that, you want me to go out of my way? Okay. Fine. Sometimes you encounter a person, he tells you, how I can't help you, but then let me do something. No, you're going to slight my honor. Doesn't work that way. The Magen Divna says sometimes you see someone on a bottom rung, and just because he's on a bottom rung, he's even more arrogant, and you can't work with him. He's trying to help us recognize something which we try to ignore. We often tell ourselves we're entitled to be arrogant. And what he's trying to show us is that everyone feels like they're entitled to be arrogant. And the fact that a person is arrogant doesn't really give him any credit. On the contrary, you'll find that people on the lowest rung could be arrogant. Okay. One of the kids was once hospitalized, and we needed to talk to the doctor in charge. So I asked the nurses, I got the feeling that this woman is very arrogant. So I asked, is she a doctor or a professor? I wanted to make sure I address her correctly. So the nurse says to me, she's a professor, and don't you forget it. They said to me, you call her doctor, she might not talk to you again. Okay, you're talking about a kid's life. But arrogance hits every stage. And when a person has it, then you got to be careful. So he says over here, look, Baruch Hashem. But he says, look, I called her professor. I got a good conversation out of her. The Magen Divna says, but if you look at the ladder, you'll see that just because a person's on a lower rung doesn't mean that they have less arrogance. Vim pikehu, I skipped a line. Sorry. Halo adavar lochenu ki mizdamen sheomar adam lechan mehem ki hu shafel ufachut. As tireh gavato gonov evruto vim pikehu. If that person were a little bit intelligent, when someone told him what he thought of him, v'yaktin atzmo b'fnei mecharfo, he'd be quiet. Leman yeh chashuv b'nei b'nei adam, yechzikuh li'ish shalem, gam b'malat ha'anava v'akniya. People would at least admire him, that, look at that guy, look at how humble he is. He's not answering back. They'd at least say he has good midot. As tireh gnut ha'gava. So he says, so Anna, if you think about it for a second, you see how derogatory arrogance really is. Ki makam alechet bli mishpat, because arrogance has nothing to do with the truth. Umoznei miyabiyada. Arrogance does the exact opposite. It helps misle us, misguide us. Lishkol kol sugei madrigot asher banashim mitchalfim, kulam yushkulim al mishkan echad. Arrogance is just the opposite. It's like a plague. It could afflict anyone. It doesn't matter if you're kakatan, kagadol, et asher yeshnu bo, et asher einenu bo. It doesn't matter if you're big, if you're small, if you have content, you don't have content. Nal, zaken, you could be young, you could be old. As people age, it's harder to deal with pride because people become more sensitive to their pride. Chacham uchsil, it could be a smart person, it could be a dumb person. Im rak ilbash me'il ha'geut, az yitmalu amtechotav bara shlemut. If a person wears arrogance, so then suddenly it's as though his knapsack is filled with the feelings like, I'm complete, look at me. Ve'lechem ha'osher u'mazon ha'osher be'en machsor kol davar. Suddenly he'll feel like, I got everything, look at me, really. And you'll see this. You could meet a person, someone who's really down on their luck. The man could be blind. He could be missing both feet. He's wobbling along on his thigh. He could be deaf and he could be insane. And you see this guy as his saliva is dripping down his beard. And you could find him being arrogant. Be careful how you talk to me, right? You look at him and you laugh. Okay. Lifamim arbe yoter masher timtza ba'mitgeh ba'ra'uy va'musak b'yado. Sometimes, specifically, a person who has nothing to be proud or arrogant about, sometimes you find them to be more arrogant than someone who has everything to be arrogant about. V'az birotcha zot, if you stop and you realize that arrogance does not reflect achievement. Arrogance reflects a poor personality, but it has nothing to do with whether a person has achieved or not. You can find people who have achieved nothing and they're super arrogant. So that would help a person see how fallacious this trait is. If arrogance really fit the wearer, so then it should play itself out differently with different people, but you don't find it that way. You find everyone's wearing the same garment, everyone talks the same way, everyone has the same pride. Halot asher yishar al hagadol lo yishar lakatan, uvechach yitzrech lasot kol chad kimidoch midato. If it were something that really fit the person, then arrogance should take on a different form with different people, but it doesn't. It carries the same horrible traits. People aren't willing to listen to other people, people get angry at other people. All the same traits follow with anyone who has arrogance and pride. When a person has arrogance, he's brazen. And you see, everyone's equals in that. I once spoke to a friend of mine who's a doctor, and I asked him, do you really find that as people move up the ladder in medicine, they become more arrogant? So he said to me, we know among the doctors, we know there are two types of doctors. There are specialists who are the top, they can be the world's top doctors, and they're the most humble, fine people in the world. And then you have people who are also specialists, and they're the world's top doctors, and you think a dog is better than them. And other doctors know, everyone knows, everyone who's around them knows. You have some people who, because they're top doctors, they become so arrogant that no one wants to talk to them, even fellow doctors. You need them, you talk to them. But you think to yourself, I'd rather be talking to a dog. What can I do? I have to talk to him. And then you have top doctors who are the essence of humility. We had a woman here who was ill, and we wanted to find out if there was any other form of treatment that hadn't been explored. So we contacted, he was considered the top oncologist in the world in this field, and mamash, number one in the world, internationally. Other doctors read his books. And we sent him an email asking him if we can consult with him. So the guy gives us his number. So initially someone told me, he's Jewish. Yeah, he'll help you. Just write to him, you're calling him from Israel, and he'll help you. So I get on the phone with him, and I ask him, should I talk to you in Hebrew or English? So he says to me, if you talk Hebrew, I won't understand the word. I said, I thought you said you're Israeli. They said you're Israeli. He said, I'm not Israeli, and I'm not Jewish. I said, okay. Do you have a few minutes to help us to look over the case? He said, sure. We sent him by FedEx. We sent him all of the woman's scans, and the man wouldn't accept a penny. He said, I could help a fellow human being. Why wouldn't I help a fellow human being? He sat down and looked over all the records and gave his opinion without getting a penny. And this is considered he wrote the textbook on this cancer. People are learning what he wrote. Somewhere in the Midwest. He's a top doctor I don't remember which hospital. In the Midwestern United States. So people can get to the top and be the most humble. And he knows everyone else is reading his textbook. We had another story here last year. Someone's child came down with a rare disease and no one knew what to do with it. So again, the doctors recommended being in touch with one doctor in Europe who actually wrote the textbook on this disease. Literally, he wrote the book. And the guy sits on the phone and answers all your questions with the utmost humility. Now he knows that every doctor around the world that studies this disease learns his book. But that doesn't matter. He's a refined human being, and he talks with humility, and he's happy to help humanity. So the Magen Midovna says, one of the issues with arrogance is that people sometimes feel like, of course I'm arrogant, look at me! And then they give all kinds of excuses. And he says, that's not so. If you look at the ladder, you'll see that people on top can be on top without being arrogant, and on the contrary, people on bottom can very often have very little accomplishments to show for themselves in life, and be full of arrogance. So you see that arrogance is a lie. Yeah?
Where it comes out? Where it comes?
Let's listen to him. Let's hear him out. If I tell you what I think, then you're hearing me. I rather we hear him. So he says, the fact that arrogance takes on the same look with everyone, so then you see, Taskil tatzliach, sesonam tatzmiach, tachkim anashim, ta'ashir arashim. Arrogance does the same thing. It lets everyone think like they're a super success. It lets everyone flaunt what they've accomplished. It lets everyone feel like they're super brilliant and they're very wealthy. Uchma asher et lovshe talbish oz v'tatzumot b'midot u'malot ha'yotor gvot v'ramot. Just like arrogance lets a person feel like he's super accomplished, by the same token, arrogance lets a person look at other people and look down at them. It lets a person look at other people and say, what are they really worth? Even a person who is so precious, arrogance lets us look at that person and say, ah, what's he worth? He's blind, he's broken, he's got boils, he's got blemishes. That's what arrogance does to a person. It gives him an inflated look at himself. It makes him have a deflated look at others. So now if you take note, how arrogance blinds, how arrogance causes us to be deaf and stupid, and we rush through life with our super arrogance. So if you think about that, then a person should really tell himself, wait, stop. Arrogance, get out of my way. Another thing you should notice is that when a person has arrogance, what does arrogance let them accomplish? Has their arrogance accomplished that they get more honor? Do people honor them because they're so arrogant? On the contrary, the opposite is true. Through their arrogance, people recognize what their faults are, what they're really embarrassed about. On the contrary, people shame them. And we went through this in the fifth chapter. He discussed how arrogance is counterproductive. It's like a boomerang. So this was the first tool he gave us to deal with arrogance. He says, firstly, let's recognize that arrogance is illegitimate, and that arrogance is a lie that plays itself out the same way with everyone. And that should be the first indicator that it's a lie. It has nothing to do with a person's value. Arrogance is inflation. It's not true value. And that's the first thing a person should recognize as he tries to battle the arrogance that every person has to conquer within themselves.